On the phone with me right now is Senator Phil Fortunato from Washington State. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
I kind of went on a tear yesterday, and I said, I can't believe that we've got this Senate Bill 5187, and Jay Inslee, who's allowed to do line item vetoes, meaning he can go into a bill and say, I'll let the rest of the bill become law, but I'm marking this part out. And part of what he marked out would have simply required that when the state of Washington is about to release a predatory sexual offender, a convicted criminal, when they're about to release this person into a community, they have to warn the community. How in the world do we get to the point where the governor of a state would say, no, keep the community in the dark. Don't give them the ability to protect their kids.
Well, the problem with the veto is the most of the veto is centered on notifying the tribes of this. So it also included the community, but the focus of the veto was primarily getting the tribes involved and making sure that the tribes approved of this person in the community. But the law already requires notice. The problem comes in is I ran a bill, what the heck is the bill number here? 5739, which says, all right, you're going to send out this notice, which they are currently doing after the fact. The guy's already in the community. The guy's been there for 3 months, and then they have a community hearing notifying the community, oh, you know what? You don't have any input whatsoever. You just have to live with this guy in your community, and we're just telling you this. So I had a bill, 5739, which actually moved that notice to before they release the guy. So when they're right. thinking of releasing the guy, then they notify the community, so the community has an opportunity to respond and object if they want. But right now, they do notify them after the fact. Now, and then the other thing is that they can release these people within 500 feet of a school. 500 feet? Are you kidding me? I mean, they release these people into my district in Enumclaw in sight of a school bus stop. And the response when they brought that up, that these pedophiles are within a couple hundred feet of the bus stop, the response was, we could paint the windows black so they can't look out the windows. I mean, this is insane that they're releasing these people in neighborhoods.
And by the way, Senator, when you say,
you gotta notify people in advance, and it can't be within 2 miles of a school. And when I brought that up to the chairman of the committee, because this was within 10 days of getting the cutoff, it was a very simple bill, just said, you have to notify them in advance, and it can't be within 2 miles of a school. The response I got back was, well, that would put them in isolated rural areas. I go,
good.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Well, and Senator,
crazy stuff.
Senator, if you've got people who, I mean, every treatment person I've ever talked to about predatory sex offenders say you can't cure them. You can, at best, give them the tools to try to control their own behavior. But if they don't, you know, that you haven't cured them, then putting them in isolated rural areas, if these perverts are tempted by young ladies and young children, and they're tempted by that, what better place to put them than somewhere away from the population of the rest
right,
of the
right.
state?
Put them in commercial areas or industrial areas or something
good.
Like that, where they're not subject to children. They're releasing pedophiles in a neighborhood with kids riding around on bikes and all that stuff. And I said, you know, and the response we got back is, well, they have a constitutional right. I said, that's true, they do. The same constitution that protects our gun rights and all this other stuff that we look for that protection does protect their rights, but they don't have to do this in a neighborhood where you're risking children. So are you willing to risk your family, your daughters, and it's mostly women and children, are you willing to risk your women and children to these pedophiles in a neighborhood? Are you crazy?
And by the way, when they say they have a constitutional right, which right are they referring to? Because,
well, the fact that they, in Washington, they served their sentence. So the judge commits them to, let's say, 15 years. So they serve that 15 years, and they say, well, they're still not able to be released, so we're going to civilly commit them until we deem that they're okay to be released. And I do want to bring this up, that this is a cost-saving item. They're releasing these people off of McNeil Island to save money. In Washington State, we have them isolated on an island, and we're doing this to save money. Now, they're spending $70 billion. They couldn't give taxpayers a tax break of any consequence, and they're risking people's lives, releasing criminals left and right, and now they're releasing sex predators. And then they want to take away our gun rights. I mean, this is insane.
No, well, tell me this. Why the you started with the business about the tribes, which I also mentioned yesterday, and for the life of me, I didn't understand. The tribes are sovereign nations. Wouldn't you think a sovereign nation would want to be notified by another government, a state government, when you're about to send a pedophile back to that sovereign nation? Why was Inslee cutting them out?
Which was one of the reasons for the proviso. And but I was actually pretty shocked that he did veto this because it was tribes. I mean, normally the Democrats are falling all over themselves for tribal stuff.
Yeah, normally. But so what were they doing? Just sticking it to the tribes and then sticking it to the community as well?
And again, if you read why he did it, he said, well, this is redundant because they're already notifying them. I go, well, you know, when you have this, and it said, okay, we're going to set up this pilot program to notify people in advance. That was the big deal with the proviso. It notified people in advance of people being released. And that was the big deal to me.
Well,
and,
they know, Senator.
Then people have an input on knowing that they're going to do this, and they could object.
Well, and that's critical because think about this. What Jay Inslee is saying is we're going to release these people, and if we tell the public ahead of time, they'll be able to object, they'll raise a stink, and we won't be able to release them where we plan to release them. In other
that's
words,
exactly right.
All Inslee
right.
wants to
and
do when, is say.
What I said to the chairman Please. Of the committee, I said, I need to get a hearing on my bill, and she said, all this bill does is move the meeting date and put it within 2 miles of a school, which puts them in isolated areas. I go, yeah, that's exactly what the bill does.
Exactly right. That's Senator Phil Fortunato from Washington State, from the legislature. Anybody want to defend what Jay Inslee has done?